Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time of the week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you as always.
Good to see you also.
And Mike, we've got a guest answerer here to play today, but first let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the phrase 150. Change one letter to a J, and you can rearrange the result to spell two four-letter men's names. What are they?
Well, what are they?
Well, if you change the I to a J, you can spell Jeff and Tony.
Aha. Well, we don't have a Jeff or Tony here with us, but...
we do have Walter Hickey, who is the lead lifestyle writer for ESPN's 538, a really, really awesome site that uses data and statistics to cover the news.
A proud resident of Jersey City, New Jersey, Hickey writes about entertainment, food, culture, and other completely frivolous things. Walter Hickey, welcome to Any Questions.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, Walt, as we mentioned, you work for the website 538, so we thought we'd find out just how much you know about that number, or at least parts of it. Each correct answer this week will contain either 5, 30, or 8.
That's amazing.
Nominated for 5 Academy Awards in 2013, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Jessica Chastain, what war movie was billed as, quote, the story of history's greatest manhunt for the world's most dangerous man?
Oh, I'm completely drawing a blank. What year is it again?
2013. As a hint, it has another number in it, besides one of the three.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I can help you out with a hint. Think Bin Laden raid.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, Zero Dark Thirty.
Zero Dark Thirty.
I remember that movie now.
Yes, Zero Dark Thirty is correct. Subtitled The Children's Crusade, what novel tells the story of Billy Pilgrim, a soldier who is a prisoner of war in Dresden, randomly travels in time, and believes he was held captive in an alien zoo?
Ah, this is one of my favorites, Slaughterhouse-Five.
Slaughterhouse-Five is
Kurt Vonnegut.
By our friend Kurt Vonnegut. Yes, that's correct. Quote, it's a metaphor for the future. The fact that we're so close to something that's not tangible, end quote, is how actor Jared Leto explains the name of the band for which he is the lead singer. What band is it?
Oh, man, I should definitely know this because I've heard of Jared Leto being in a band, but I am completely out of it. So I'm just going to think of bands that have 5 in them, or 30, or potentially 8. I don't know. It could be any of the three. I'm going to go with Maroon 5.
No, it's not Maroon 5.
All right, is it 5 for Fighting?
We'll be back in an hour after Walt names all the bands he can.
You're getting closer. I'll say 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh!
Yes, 30 Seconds to Mars is correct. Comprised of the majority and minority leaders from both the House and the Senate, along with the chairs and minority-ranking members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, what colloquial term is used for the group that is briefed on classified intelligence matters?
You know, I covered politics, so I should probably know this, but,
Ian?
Oh, man.
I think it's the Gang of Eight, right?
Yes, the Gang of Eight is what they're called.
Oh, congressional gangs. I'm into it.
All right. And finally, founded in 1986 and ranked first in the Best Burger category in the 2011 Zagat Fast Food Survey, what restaurant chain's name is a reference to founder Jerry Murrell and his sons Ben, Chad, Matt, and Jim?
Ah, see, the previous questions asking about stuff that I had to pay attention to professionally were totally out of my game. But if you ask me a question about Five Guys, I have a long collegiate career of going to that restaurant. So, Five Guys, final answer.
Lock it in, and he is correct. Yes, Five Guys is right. Well, my analysis showed that Walter Hickey got approximately 538% of the questions right this week. My math might be a little off. You can check my work. Speaking of work, you can read some of Walt's awesome work at 538.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at Walt Hickey. That's Hickey with an E. And you can always write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name of our special guest, Walter Hickey. That's W-A-L-T-E-R-H-I-C-K-E-Y. Change one letter to a C, not the one that's there already, of course, and you can spell a two-word phrase, 7 letters, 5 letters, that names something a delusional person might need. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge, but first we will thank our wonderful guest, Walter Hickey. We're going to have to rearrange his name in the next few moments here, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week. Walt, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. This was so much fun.
I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks a lot.